Over the last few years, members of the Washington, D.C.-based Bipartisan Policy Center visited Marshfield Clinic in Minocqua, seeking a window into rural healthcare in America. The site was one of 12 the group visited on its way to drafting a comprehensive report called Confronting Rural America's Healthcare Crisis. It spotlighted hospital closings, a shortage of physicians, and especially the desperate need for expanded telehealth services in rural areas like northern Wisconsin. For this week's Employed, I spoke with Marilyn Serafini, the health director of the Bipartisan Policy Center. I asked her about how the pandemic has changed the landscape of rural healthcare.
COVID has really brought out the difficulties of rural areas. All of a sudden, everybody else is getting a taste of what it's like to have trouble accessing healthcare, and this is a rural issue.
Try to put into words the magnitude of the interest in telehealth this year compared to previous years. Put that into words.
Yeah, it's enormous. Before the pandemic, telehealth was really considered to be a rural issue. And so it got some attention, and telehealth certainly is in rural areas already, but not to the extent that we think it could be. But just to give you an example, nationally, in any given week, before COVID-19, 1 week, there were probably an average of 12,000 telehealth visits. That's not just in rural areas, that's nationally across the board. During at the peak of what we ended up with during the pandemic, we went very quickly from 12,000 visits a week to 1 million visits a week.
What is the bigger impediment to continued expansion of telehealth? Is it telehealth being offered by healthcare providers, or is it broadband on the side of the patients? Which is the bigger concern or bigger impediment to it continuing to expand?
There's been a lot of emphasis on broadband. The problem is that broadband is incredibly expensive. The estimates for what it would cost to get broadband to all the areas that don't have it now in rural America, as high as $61 billion with a B dollars to get it there.
The Bipartisan Policy Center is pushing for some temporary federal COVID-19 regulation changes surrounding telehealth to be made permanent. They include allowing a patient's home to be the center of care, relaxed rules with Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement, and flexibilities with patient privacy rules.
So we need to be considering what rules, exactly how we do it. But it's not really a matter of whether we do it. It's just a matter of how and what guardrails are around it. This is a bipartisan issue. Democrats want to see more telehealth. Republicans want to see it. Both parties have embraced this. The question exactly is just how you do it.
Have you seen an awareness that the utility of telehealth is increasing in the importance of broadband? I think perhaps a lot of people think, well, let's expand broadband to rural areas so they can watch Netflix and so they can send emails and so that perhaps their kids can go to school. Has telehealth continued to climb the ladder of priority in people's minds from what you see?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, broadband is rising up the ladder as well, even though it's super expensive.
I know that in your report, you specifically singled out tribal nations as one of the areas that you provided some statistics on. It's of course impossible to generalize for all tribal nations, but tell me, are there some broad strokes of what's going on in tribal nations as compared to rural America at large as it relates to health?
Yeah, well, as difficult as the problems are in rural America, they're even worse in tribal areas. A full third of tribal areas do not have access to broadband, and there is really a severe shortage of clinicians. There are not nearly, even close to enough, behavioral health care providers to handle everything from, mild depression to substance use disorder. The need is just that much greater, and the barriers are that much greater.
A lack of access to broadband is just one of the hurdles expanded telehealth faces, ones the Bipartisan Policy Center hopes to overcome.
Look, we've got momentum going on telehealth, and it's up to us now to make sure we don't lose that momentum.
That was Marilyn Serafini, the health director of the Bipartisan Policy Center. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson was a co-chair of the task force that produced the report on the crisis in rural health care. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.